Now, what about those white heads that we're seeing showing up in wheat fields? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. Now, there's several things that can cause white heads in wheat. They include freeze damage, insect infestations like wheat stem maggot, and some diseases. In the white heads that have just recently appeared, the culprit seems to be on the disease line of things with a fusarium, root, crown, and stem rot. When I went out to look at several of these fields with the white heads, it took me a little while to get this figured out. Fusarium crown rot isn't something that we've seen too often in our area. This fungal disease would have infected the wheat seedlings last fall as they were emerging and then hung around all during the growing season. It's more of a problem in no-till and continuous wheat, although there's other forms of fusarium that can cause stalk rot in corn and sorghum and even in grasses in the ditch. It generally infects when there are dry conditions in the fall. Of the fields that I looked at, many of them were planted before the rain last September. In addition, the areas of the fields that it was the most prevalent in are those areas of high compaction, or in high traffic areas, or on areas with sandy soil. In those areas of the field, the drought stress would have even been more pronounced last fall. In addition, there is likely limited root growth in those areas due to compaction and to root rot. Fusarium root rot is characterized by a brown lesion or a blackish area on the lowest inner node between that ground and that first joint of the wheat plant. When you cut open that portion of the stem, there will be a whitish or pinkish kind of cottony fungal mass that will show up in the middle of that wheat stem. One other thing I noticed was a pinkish fungal mass on the outside of the plant, where the sheath wraps around the stem and hooks onto the wheat joint. I found this in one of the fields. I also found pink fungal growth on wheat residue that was on the ground from last year's wheat crop. This field was a wheat fallow wheat field. That pink color is actually pretty characteristic of a fusarium fungal growth. So why didn't the white head show up until now? It generally shows up when the wheat is at its peak water use, and our wheat is there now. Many of those white heads also contain half-formed green berries. With the winds and the hot temperatures over the last week and a half, that infected wheat just couldn't keep up with the plant's needs. With the stem rot, that plant cannot easily get water and nutrients into the rest of the wheat plant from the roots. That's why this seemed to appear so quickly. A fungicide seed treatment is effective at preventing the infection of the fusarium fungal disease. However, at this stage of the growth, nothing can be done. A fungal treatment will not help wheat since the damage has already been done to those infected plants. If you want more information on this disease, please let me know. There are details in the K-State Wheat Disease Identification publication. It's posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.ksu.edu/agronomy. Also, mark your calendars for our wheat plot tours next week on June 12th and 13th. We'll discuss varieties and diseases and probably even discuss whiteheads showing up in wheat fields. The plot tour in Sherman County is on the evening of June 12th. The morning of June 13th, we'll have our wheatless wheat plot tour in Wallace County. And on the evening of June 13th, the Cheyenne County wheat plot tour will be held. We hope to see you there at those events. And if you have any questions on those, complete details with the flyers are also posted on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy.